Exclusive, Pro Lombardo Super PAC launches billboard campaign labeling Sisolak, Biden a dream team. By Catherine Hamilton on August 4, 2022. A pro-Joe Lombardo super PAC is chucking a political grenade at incumbent Democrat Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak with a plan to erect hundreds of billboards across the state tying him to President Joe Biden's failed economic policies. With less than 100 days before the November general election, veteran Nevada PAC has begun putting up 20 digital billboard placements in Las Vegas, 5 digital billboard placements in Reno, and 654x8 billboards across the state. Breitbart News learned exclusively on Thursday. The billboards link Sisolak and Biden, calling them the dream team and pointing out that Nevadans are facing 40-year high inflation rates. Senior advisor to Better Nevada PAC Andy Sarabian told Breitbart News the Silver State is ready for the leadership of Trump-endorsed former Clark County Sheriff Lombardo, and added that left-wing policies have broken our economy. The Sisolak-Biden agenda of higher taxes, reckless spending and more regulations has delivered nothing but fewer jobs and less prosperity for most Nevadans. Their left-wing policies have broken our economy, brought record high inflation and driven us to the brink of a recession, Sarabian said. Nevadans are sick and tired of having a governor like Sisolak who continually puts Biden's radical left-wing agenda ahead of what's best for Nevada. That's why Nevadans are ready to elect a true political outsider like Joe Lombardo in November, to clean up the mess Sisolak and Biden created, he continued. The super PAC is launching the six-figure offensive attack in what seems to be a neck-and-neck race. Nevada Democrats are particularly vulnerable this election. However, with both Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, and Sisolak up for re-election, Democrats nationally have been trying to distance themselves from President Joe Biden, as his tanking agenda makes him and those around him increasingly unpopular. The most recent polling shows Lombardo and Sisolak in a statistical tie, 44% to 46%. In June, following the state's primary, polling showed Lombardo holding a narrow 48% to 47% lead over the incumbent. Polling also shows Lombardo leading with Hispanic voters, 44% to 42%, which is significant because roughly 30% of the state's population is Hispanic/Latino. Hispanic voters in the state are also more likely to favor former President Donald Trump by 19%.